The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, April 13th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 radio, and also available on all podcast platforms 3 days after the radio show. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979. And joining me is the guru of the common man, Clint Powell. Welcome, Clint.
What's up? How are you doing, sir?
I am on a scale of 1 to 10, about a 9.1 right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you.
Good numbers last night on sleep. How was your sleep number?
Good for you, Ed.
Okay, that answered that
good
question.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I showed you the other day. Hey, turn my headphones up just a hair. I showed you the other day. I've done pretty good recently. But last night, that's good. Thank you, sir. Last night was a little down.
You know, there are nights I know why it's down, and there's nights that's a mystery.
Last night,
is yours like that?
Would have been a good one.
Yeah.
I would have thought I would have been at the top of my game, but I had 22% recovery, a 9 HRV. 9.
HRV has to do with how well the heart's handling stress.
Yeah.
9 is one leg in the casket.
It was terrible.
Yes.
It was terrible. Yeah, it wasn't good.
I have started adding GABA back into my protocol. I'm taking 1,500 milligrams of GABA right when I'm heading to bed, and it seems to put me into a little bit better place. I think some overthinking has been going on in the brain. Not anything of any concern. So I think it's just those looping thoughts I call cognitive popcorn. So, yeah. And I just ordered something, Clint, that we have to try. My chiropractor over at Ignite Chiropractic, I love going to him. I go there on every Wednesday. Most amazing gentleman I've ever been with, because he works on the entire body, everything. And I love it. It's 30 minutes long every single Wednesday. And I one of my friends was telling me the other day that he can't really back up his car very well anymore because he's my age. He said because he can't turn his head
mobility
enough to see out the back window. And I've never thought about that. So today I get in my car and I have to back up, and I keep turning my head, and I'm like, I can turn my head even at 68. I think the adjustments are helping on that. I truly do.
Good.
I know you don't, but you.
No, I don't know. I don't know. Everybody's different.
You're scared.
I'll be honest. I've got friends who are chiropractors, and I don't poo-poo their service or what they do at all. I just don't want it. But I have a friend that had horrible back pain, and she went everywhere and tried everything. And as a last ditch effort, she was like, this guy kept saying, I think I can help. She went, and sure enough, he helped her. So
said all that to try to say something else that I got derailed because of my mind right now. And the other
9.1, get it together, dude.
Just because I have 9.1 doesn't mean I'm focused. That's different.
My bad.
My sense of well-being is 9.1.
You need some nicotine, but go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so don't derail me again. Oh, I know what it is. Okay.
Nicotine.
You know the mouth tape that I'm such a fan of. Mouth taping is something that I believe totally in, because when we mouth breathe at night, we are going to lessen our health emotionally, physically, and in all other ways because of the way it raises the oxygen level, which you think would be good, but it when you do that, it lowers carbon dioxide. But my chiropractor at Ignite showed me something, and I like being on the cutting edge, so he was on the cutting edge before me.
Okay.
Yay for him. I ordered it from Amazon. It's going to go in my nose, and it completely opens my nose up by using these magnets This is not that nose strip.
It pops them out?
It pops them because you put a magnet inside, I think.
Oh, no, it's on the outside, I think.
Well, it's on the outside, but you put something on the inside that's a magnet that's going to make it pull out. I think that's how
it
works.
I've seen it, and they go boop, and your little nose goes open.
Yes. Yeah. And regular strips don't do that. This is $40. So they're on the way. They should be here on Friday. So I'm going to be adding another piece to Edward Jones's puzzle of life.
Could you do that instead of the mouth tape?
No, because then the mouth just flies
open.
Don't
talk to me with that kind of judgment.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, sir.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
fragile.
That's much better. I like that. Everybody felt your voice pointed its finger at me when it talked. I don't even know how that worked. That's weird. Aggressive voice tones.
Hey, latest post that I've done has got some really good coverage. One on methylene blue that was released about 3 days ago. Many people are very intrigued about methylene blue. You can go on to our YouTube, our app has it. It's the beautiful Nutrition World app, just beautiful. And then secondly, Katie did a fantastic one, 3 books for mothers. And you know, I say this often, we are in a world of either learners or non-learners. And if you're not a learner in today's world, you're a victim in most cases because you're too susceptible to whatever person you go to because they have so much more to offer and you don't have much ground to stand on. So 3 books for mothers. Wonderful. Another one Katie did was The Benefits for Pregnancy Using Creatine. Creatine is becoming almost a medicine, a safe medicine. I did a staff meeting training yesterday, and I talked about a new study where they combine Lexapro, the antidepressant, with creatine. Well, creatine has always been a bodybuilding supplement. It's just in powders, very inexpensive. But they found that it increased the ability of Lexapro, the antidepressant, significantly. And in studies, even without Lexapro, creatine helped as an antidepressant.
Wow.
Pretty darn good. It has zero side effects at 5 grams a day. And then one of the others was why you should avoid mouthwash. This is all on the platforms of Nutrition World. Again, download the app or go to nutritionw.com. What's the upcoming advance? I know you wanted to ask that, Clint. But
I got a question.
Yeah, what is it?
What's the upcoming event?
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
And by the way, does this mean I can't use my scope or Listerine anymore? That's very disheartening.
No, you can't use Listerine. Okay. It was invented in 1898, and I did a whole podcast.
Not 98. 1898.
Okay, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it destroys the microbiome in your oral cavity. And when you do that, guess what doesn't work anymore? Nitric oxide. Guess what nitric oxide does? It relaxes your arteries. Everything from erectile dysfunction to less cognitive ability to reduce wound healing, all of those are prefaced by a good
nitric
oxide.
Well, how can you get your breath minty fresh then?
You do it by building a community of good bacteria, Clint Powell. Okay. And you do that by eating, drinking cultured foods. If you also can watch Ed Jones's 38-minute video on how to take care of your oral health that I spent 8 effing hours researching to put all these pieces of the puzzle. And I now am doing tongue scraping, which I've never been committed to. 2, I'm replacing my toothbrush every 2 weeks.
How many, real quick, I want you to read your note card over there, but how many tips do you give on that 38-minute long oral cavity thing? How long? How many tips? 10 tips? 5
Probably
tips?
Probably 10, yeah.
I would break that up into 10 shorter videos because I am speaking to you as a friend. Mm-hmm. There's a more of a chance that I run away and elope with otters before I watch a 38-minute video on the microbiome of my face hole. So I'm just saying, and I like a good otter every now and then, hanging out, floating with the otter down the river, holding little hands. That's awesome. However, I would say marketing-wise, break it up into 10 tips.
I think that is outstandingly stupid. So yes, I appreciate that advice. But
this is why my biome sucks.
For Joe Common, who doesn't really care about his pie hole very much, which is true.
Yeah, we don't have time.
No, you don't. You're too busy doing whatever, scratching your armpits.
I just had an apple fritter on the way over here. I'll shut up and let you talk about health.
it's interesting. The only things I'm changing is I'm actually not using any toothpaste that has antibacterial. I don't want to kill any bacteria in my mouth, 100%. Because when you do, what grows back is negative bacteria that stops nitric oxide.
But a serious question then. So when I do if I do coconut oil, that's oil fine. Pulling.
Nope, I do coconut oil. I'm adding that to my protocol.
I do that already twice a week.
Yep.
So I guess, but that's getting rid of the bad stuff, right?
It's not killing it. It's displacing it. It's two different things.
I got you. Okay. So, I didn't mean to hijack
it. No, coconut oil is beautiful for the oral microbiome. Good. Beautiful. Good. Now I am using, I drink kefir or kefir, if you could pronounce it either way, that will help to implant some. And there's also a pill by Life Extension that has two different bacterias that have shown significant research that may lower cognitive dysfunction as we age. Okay. We are going to learn that all the organisms that ride along this train called Edward Jones is probably as important or more important than actually the Edward Jones's cells, because we have more of them than we do us. So we want a great community that works together rather than against each other. When you start killing things, things like to kill us back.
Oh, gotcha.
And so
what's on your card over there that I hijacked?
And then the only other thing is
events. Yeah, events.
We have the Lung Bus May 17th from 11 to 3. Please sign up at nutritionw.com under events. Why do I recommend the Lung Bus? It's by Memorial Hospital. One is it will give you what I think is the most valuable number of your life. It's called a calcium score. Calcium score will reflect, in most cases, the amount of plaque that you may have or not have. When I see someone with a zero calcium score, we do not have to be aggressive. We still check things and we still want to do the right thing. When I see someone like last week who had a calcium score of 520, I said, and I would never thought I would say this in years past, but I've learn to hopefully be wiser, stay on your statin drug. Do not lower it. Things are not looking good. He thought they were looking good, but they weren't. And at 520, he has to do that, plus all the nutraceuticals.
Can I ask a question on this? How long would it take to revert, not to reverse, but to get better? Can you see results? Like if he said, okay, I'm going on a 30-day boot camp of food and doing it, can he lower it by 100 or 200 points, or is that something that you need to talk to a doctor
I think you
got to
be really strict, and okay. I think it will take 1 year.
Okay, that's what I need to know. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
And then also, we have a guy, we've had him on a show here that sells those miracle bands for pain, those little bracelets that we sell for pain. There is something to these. I know it's hard. There's no science behind it. It's hard for me to show any proof, but I can tell you from personal experience and from all the customers, this band works. And he's going to be at Nutrition World showing you the bands on May 16th from 12 to 3. So that's all the good events coming up. Got it?
Yep.
All right. Well, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we got a lot of stuff going with a couple great guests today. So that plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones and Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done each week now for over 7 years. You know, Vascular Institute helps sponsor Vital Health Radio, and they're just an amazing organization. And we have Bensie with us today from Vascular. Welcome, Bensie.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I want to say a little story here. I have an employee who I asked permission to tell this little story. His name is Kevin, and he is a father. And he, about 2, maybe 3 weeks ago, he came to me in panic and said, my dad, he was just almost had to take off work. He said, my dad, he's going to lose his leg. I said, what's going on? He said, yeah, you know, he's not real healthy, but he went to the doctor. I'm not sure which kind, some big place, a hospital. And they said, we're going to have to amputate. And I said, before you do that, can I give you a suggestion? Will you call Dr. Lazar at Vascular Institute and get him to look at it, see what he can do, and I can almost assure you there is more hope than you are being given. Exactly what Dr. Lazar has preached here for years after years. Kevin took his dad over to Vascular. They did a procedure, and he went from 50% to 64% blood flow in a short order, a couple days. And I don't know those numbers, but it obviously is very optimistic. And they were optimistic that if things hold steady, that he won't lose his foot. Does that sound like something you hear a lot at Vascular?
All the time.
Really?
All the time. Yes. That's what we do. We save limbs.
Wow. And I love that slogan. And the thing is, so many people don't, they kind of take that first opinion as written in stone, like, oh my gosh, it's just no other hope. But we know from listening to this show or be doing this show over 7 years, there's a lot of different options that some people and some practitioners are not aware of. And it seems like a pathetic story when people lose a limb when they did not always have to. Why is that happening?
Lack of education. I feel that our society is so bent on, you know, just going to one doctor, hearing what the doctor has to say, and of course, doing what that doctor has to say right away without having looking into anything else. You know, different opinions, different options. Just like your friend, you know, ready to have his dad's legs amputated, and there was a much better option, and now he didn't have to do that. You know, people just trust people and just want to go with, oh, okay, this is it, this is my life kind of deal, you know, and that's not the case. We're always here to help.
Yeah, obviously. So tell people who are listening here exactly what would cause a person to get in a position to potentially lose their limbs.
Yeah, and real quick, the reason I think that's a good question is I was listening to you talk, and it seems like one of those things that everyone thinks that will never happen to me.
Bingo.
I will never be in that doctor's room. And because of the education piece, we're not educated enough to look for the signs as we are moving down the road. So back to Ed's question, what leads to that and what can people do about it?
So first, let me make you aware that April is Limb Loss and Limb Difference Month. So this is just the perfect time to raise awareness about preventing limb loss and supporting individuals living with limb differences. So a couple of conditions that are vascular, that are leading cause of limb loss, is peripheral artery disease, which we call PAD or PAD, and critical limb ischemia. Okay, so there are several conditions that could contribute to limb loss, like peripheral artery disease, critical limb ischemia, diabetes, DVTs, aneurysms, such things like that. that could cause, you know, problems ending up having to lose your part of your leg or your whole leg?
Well, I think at least in our world, my nutrition world's world, and my whole 46-year career and looking into why does the body suffer and decline at seemingly higher rates than it used to, one. Two is more than it seems common sense that it should. And lifestyle plays a huge role in that. We all know. I don't know as much. And the Vascular Institute actually is so open-minded to other ideas like taking nutrients and, you know, using things that help blood flow, everything from the garlics to the right, of course, the right foods. I say the knife and fork is the most powerful weapon. And but once and I really do 100% believe we can delay many of these diseases by not years, but decades if we do the right thing. But most people almost that come to you, there's never too late to eat healthy, take nutrients, do the right thing. But but the plumbing's already backed up. There's nothing.
Right.
All the broccoli and garlics and nutrients are not going to do anything because the pipes are not working anymore. And that's where I think the Vascular Institute shines, because one, and like Clint always has a great story of when he went over there, how fast he got in, how efficient it was, and how he was pleased, so pleased with the information that he was given. And same with Kevin, my staff member. I know from hearing him, he just, the hope was given back to him. So I just, you know, I don't know. I always go back to saying corporate medicine is inefficient a lot of the times, and privately owned is so much better, because one is the buck stops with Lazar. So he does the best he can, and all the people under him do.
Let me throw this out there. It can do me a favor. You kind of brought up some of the conditions. What are some of those lifestyle things that Ed was talking about? What are things that I might be doing at 30 years old or 50 years old that's contributing to this silent thing in my life that I don't even know I'm creating a problem for down the road?
Okay, so let me go over the risk factors first of all. Diabetes, smoking, high blood pressure and cholesterol, obesity, physical inactivity, and of course, delayed treatment. So those are just the risk factors. Now, there are some lifestyle, of course, modifications that can help with this, which is, of course, you have to pretty much every patient that we get, almost 90% of them smoke, and that quit smoking is a huge, huge thing on helping with peripheral artery disease and limb loss. Diabetes control, that's another thing. And staying active, healthy diet, and just checking. If you are a diabetic, check your feet. Check to make sure that there's no cuts or sores or anything like that going on.
Well, I'm just glad that in that list you listed did not have tequila, because that would have really hurt my feelings terribly.
Well, and I will say this before we move on to the last few minutes, is that delayed treatment part of it. And I bring this up with Dr. Lazar all the time. If I take what Ed said and then take what you're saying and combine them together, the business model that you operate in of getting people in as fast as possible, I know you know it from the clinical side, but as a patient, I don't want to live in fear for 90 days. If I've got a problem, one of the reasons I don't go to the doctor is I'm scared what you're going to tell me. So I'll just ignore it. But if I know there's a place that I can call today, and maybe in a few days or week at least, I have some words of comfort, or at least know I've got smart people working on it, that might encourage me to go, because I just don't want to call and say, you've got to live in 7 weeks in fear. That's a terrible thing. So,
right. Yeah. So we are the only accredited vascular center in this region for deep or superficial vein interventions, and we have same week appointments and self referrals. You know, so
that's a big deal.
You can do as much as anybody can go in and pay $99 and do a screening just to see if you are at risk, and anybody.
So if they have any worries, conditions, they look at their feet, they look at their lower legs, and I know
that's what I did.
Dr. Melvin, which we work with some as far as her patients and our nutrients at Nutrition World, she says, I look at every single patient's legs from the knees down, and if there's no hair on them, it starts telling me that there's a lack of circulation. Well, and then we got slower wound healing, and then we've got discolorations, and we've got all these things, and then we have pain upon walking. So anyone who has that, for $99, you just call the vascular, make an appointment. And I'm not one, as people listen to me for 7 years, I think there's some dangers in going to doctors. I do. This one of the third leading cause of death in this country is pharmaceuticals, written in the New England Journal of Medicine. His third leading cause of death is pharmaceuticals. And So it requires a wise judgment. But in the case of what Dr. Lessard does in vascular, it's the opposite. The danger comes by not going, because this is fixable in most cases. And plus, it gives you the ammunition for your own self-discipline to straighten up, because you know what's going to happen if he fixes you and you don't help yourself to be better. So tell people, Bensie, on where they can contact, how they can find the next step on this process.
Okay. If you are wanting to just get a screening, you can always go to our website, vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com. You can call our phone number. It's 423-602-2750 and set up an appointment, and we will be more than happy to take care of you.
That is beautiful. Perfect, perfect. And I'm sure this is timely for the right person at the right time. So thank you for taking your time out with us at Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Again. It is time to take a break. When we come back, more words of wisdom. That as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and Podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest and accurate knowledge of health and vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. Tell people, Clint, about the new podcast that we have, you and I, and well, also the ones that you do.
Well, yeah, thanks. I appreciate it very much. My podcast can all be found at NugaPodcast.com. Nuga Podcast, and podcast is plural with an S, NugaPodcast.com. I've got podcasts about adventure and crime and politics and health and business and sales and coaching. I've got 8 different podcasts there. Plus, I'm actually carrying some other podcasts of local podcasters like Brian Stone and Matt Patty with Chapel Barber. So that's my stuff. You and I started one. Actually, it's just Nutrition World's podcast. We've got the first episode that we did this week. I think Brian will have it out pretty soon. I'm going to follow up with him. But about every other week, I'm just going to be doing the stories of Nutrition World and helping you and the team. We'll talk about products, some supplements, mindsets around health, habits. We'll mingle that stuff in there, but it's going to be a lot like this radio show, just a little less formal. And they're going to last anywhere between 15, 20 minutes to 25 minutes. And I'm finding out stories of people that you got to work in there. And we may dive into a few really good customers you have or some vendors that have good stories. But we started off talking about the origins of Nutrition World, like why and how it got started, some struggles you had. And then we're just going to do that. It's good at Nutrition World. You can find it at nutritionw.com, I'm sure, once Brian on the folks in the marketing team get it put up there. And this is a podcast. Vital Health Radio comes out on Tuesdays, podcast platforms.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I love, you know, sometimes I think I don't like stories, but then when I start hearing people's real stories, not made up, fake, kind of pretend, pretty shiny stuff like that, I don't want to hear. I want to hear the real crap of people's life and the struggles and the wins also. Everything from the bad, the good, then the ugly. And certainly we all have had that. And when it's sincerely expressed, I find a great almost enjoyment in hearing. I feel honored that I can hear someone's story like that. I want to announce, I kind of did before, but it is now absolutely official that Be Well Labs and Nutrition World have partnered to open a very, very well put together in about 2 months integrative concierge and walk-in medical clinic that will be offering blood testing, IVs, and many other services in an environment that will be quite unusual. The environment will be that we respect both the pharmaceutical and the green pharmacy options for regaining health, managing health, and the people we have working and in charge have that philosophy. That means when you get sick and you need to go see someone, like I fear going to see someone because I know their toolbox, one, is very small. Two, they generally can have an attitude if you don't act like you're their slave, kind of.
Right.
And so it is an interesting place to go to when you have to go to an ER or a walk-in lab or anything else.
So you're going to have like a sick room or something there. If I'm not feeling good, though, like I can actually come. I'm a member of this concierge service, or I'm a patient. I'm not feeling well. I can actually come when I'm not feeling good and there's a sick room for me, and it's got other services that will help me maybe stay well.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly how it's going to work. And we will meet you where you are. That means if you really, really, really don't want an antibiotic and our physician thinks you should, we're not going to condemn you because of that. We're going to offer you plan B, plan C. Let's wait. Let's reevaluate. We're not going to condemn you because you have different opinions. You know, the world is seemingly not doing well with difference of opinions, and I'm going to eliminate that in the medical field.
Well, if you're sick, we're here to get you well. But if you're well and come and see us, we won't get you sick. It's that kind of thing, because you have that sick room. I like that.
That was a good little saying. I thought of that a few weeks ago.
Sure you didn't.
Yeah, sure. Hey, I was reading this thing, and, you know, I love facts, and this is a true fact now, but it kind of reminded me of you.
All right, let's hear it.
We all love whales, don't we? I mean, whales are, you know,
sure,
the friendliest animals.
That's a great
least.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'm sure they're very friendly.
And this is 100% verified by research, but the loneliest whale in the world has been singing the same song, crying for companionship for 20 years.
Wow.
And so it kind of reminded me of Clint Powell a little bit.
Oh,
and
that's sweet of you to think of me.
Researchers.
Sweet. Oh, tender moment.
Research have been listening to these recordings, this blue whale roaming in the waters of the North Pacific for over 20 years. See? Oh, my gosh. I'm tearing up over here. It's referred to as lonely because the whale sings at the abnormally high tone of 52 hertz and is unable to communicate with other blue whales who sing only in the range of 10 to 40 hertz. And they have a picture of this lonely whale over here.
And it's just roaming the seas with nobody in its frequency?
No, 20 years. 20 years.
Being around other like female whales and all of a sudden they can't even hear you. And they're like, what gibberish is that idiot speaking? He is so annoying. Just talk like normal.
Poor whale's like, I don't know how.
My gut hack for the week, I want to throw out one tip. You're talking about those one tippers. I raised my daughter, who's 35 years old, on a big variety of foods, but the one staple food that I didn't make her eat anything, but that we always had present is butter. And butter has so many health benefits, but the number one benefit that no one knows about unless you study science, it is something called butyric acid in it. Butyric acid feeds the intestinal cells within the gut and helps to signal messages from the gut-brain axis that influence stress, pain, tolerance, immunity. All of it will help balance those like GABA and serotonin in the brain. And actually builds new brain cells. Butter is a miracle food. Now, I try to choose organic butter because all animals that have fat, that's where chemicals tend to want to accumulate, is in the fatty cells. So we want a cleaner animal. So just even Kerrygold is not really organic, but it's Irish and it's made better. And that's available everywhere. So butter is a health food. You like butter?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm spoiled. I remember old school butter, which I didn't mind, but like that Irish butter I've tried, it didn't taste good. Didn't taste good. I like parquet. I can't believe it's not butter. And the squeeze the blue bottles, I like that.
Is everything better with Blue Bonnet on it?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, you're not your arteries or nor your plaque nor your brain because, of course, that's
my
plastic.
Belly. Yeah, it doesn't carry it well on my belly. Either.
I want to check your refrigerator. I'm gonna.
Boy, you'd be. It's either got nothing in it or everything that would make you slam your head into a wall.
Mine's pretty pathetic, but it is very healthy.
Oh, I'd say that, but it's really not that bad. I don't keep a lot in there, but we do have the Irish butter in there. I have Irish butter in there along with my parquet. It depends if I'm feeling like I want to be a winner, I'll use the Irish butter. I've got it up on the little thing.
Yeah.
A lot of times I just feel like a good parquet.
And if you want to be the lonely whale, you'll do the parquet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's no other whales checking my refrigerator. They don't care what I've got in my fridge.
I have taken aged garlic probably longer than any one supplement in my life, other than a multivitamin or liver pills. But did you used to take liver pills as a bodybuilder or lifter?
No,
I've never even heard of liver pills.
No.
I mean, and there were these huge, back in the 70s and 80s, humongous, big old round and get stuck in your throat kind of pills. They've kind of made a resurgence now, but they're easier to swallow. But I'm saying all that to say, Kaolic makes an aged garlic extract, and there was a big study done at the director of research at the National Institute of Integrative Medicine in Melbourne, Australia. And they did this study with 75 middle-aged recreational endurance athletes in a 12-week trial. They did it with a double-blind placebo control. That means that one group gets a real pill, one group
two gets, blind men led the study.
That's right. No, yeah, and they're using Braille to interpret.
All right, go ahead.
And so one group gets it, one doesn't, but nobody knows which one. Well, they gave them a pretty low dose, which is only 1.2 grams. That's probably two capsules of aged garlic. But what they found was amazing. This has never been studied. And it improved their aerobic fitness. It was evidenced by higher lactate threshold to oxygen uptake. And the amount of oxygen taken up by muscles, which is called VO2 max, was far better. Arterial flexibility was better. And the people who did placebo did not see any of those results. So this adds to the benefit of aged garlic. Why aged garlic? It has no odor. That's the reason
you can take that through peel?
A capsule. I've taken colic, again, for 40 years.
I'm going to come get some as soon as this is over.
And it said these results indicate that aged garlic is not only effective against arterial stiffness and hypertension, but improves the exercise capacity in healthy people to build and resistant to fatigue.
It's funny you brought that up. My Whoop, I guess they're doing a beta thing, showed me my VO2 max for the first time. And I was so disappointed in it. Because when I was younger, they tested it when I was in school a long time ago. And it was in the 60s, in like in the 70s, my VO2 max. It was like really good. And I got it off this stupid thing. And I was like, I trained a little bit.
It can't be accurate off these.
I don't know how it could be. It was 38. And I'm like, 38 seems awful. And I Googled it and everything. So it falls in mid-range. I'm like, 38.
I don't trust any of that. My R-ring now has that as an option. Do not trust that number at all.
Okay,
all the other numbers I do trust, but I don't
unless
trust
it was
that
really a good number, then I'd be like, it's pretty accurate. I feel like it's so true.
Yeah.
It's 69. It's 68 and a half. I feel that's right.
It's
right
a gold on. Standard.
That's exactly yes. right. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes. I love this article. I think you actually sent this to me, or you told me something about it. It said the title of this article, there's no reason to avoid seed oils and plenty of reasons to eat them.
That was a local article I saw posted, and I was like, well, this is going against everything that Ed says.
Yep. Well, the killer that told me everything of the motivation of this was at the top left of the article, American Heart Association. They simply are too slow to change. They put together an argument that was so elementary that I can't even understand how they could even buy their own arguments. They are living in past ancient history of biochemistry and also common sensory. That's called common sense.
Mm, yeah.
I just made that up. Common
Good
sensory.
Job. Well done.
So, I guess we could go back to when we used to use mercury and to treat diseases, and everybody frowned upon the first people who said, mercury's very toxic. It's not really healthy for us. I'm sure those people were run out of town. This argument on seed oils will have to change with time. And when it does, it just is what it will be, which is another turn of events, and no one's going to say, you know what, we were wrong. They don't ever admit that.
No, they don't.
I try to admit the fact that I had errors. I do have had errors. I eat so different now than I did in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, and I did the best I could in those years. This wasn't like throw caution to the wind kind of life. I've always been connected to my food choices, my nutrient choices, and I made a ton of mistakes, which taught me lessons. But immediately when I saw the evidence to convince me of some new path, I would take the new path. Then I would say, you know what? I now know something I didn't know before, and I'm glad that I've learned and I was wrong. But here we go.
Right.
Here we go. So seed oils. What are those? Canola, safflower, all of the vegetable oils that we have pretty much lived on and far as all processed foods has those, all of them. Many healthy foods have them. I went to Walmart and did a video on how do you choose a chip. Every single chip had seed oils except two. And one used avocado and one, I wasn't sure the other oil, but it wasn't a seed oil. And that's on Instagram if you choose to look at that. Very interesting. I thought it was anyway.
Awesome.
But, yep.
Good stuff.
All right, and I guess that means we have Scott. Clint is waving his finger like all those people on TV.
We got to have a guest today. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be covering more areas to empower you. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host, Mr. Clint Powell.
How you doing? I'm still here.
Okay, I'm just checking, make sure you're awake over there.
Oh yeah, what's going on?
I want to talk about tinnitus.
I wish I could take a picture of what I'm looking at right now. It is an amalgam. It is a hot mess, as they call it. Over there. It looks like you're solving a detective crime scene. You've got 400 pages. Mm-hmm. You're if all you had a cigarette burning trying to, I've almost solved this problem. Anyway, continue on.
It's called hard work.
It is. You are hard work.
And you are the king of podcasting, so you know sometimes people come unprepared and it's not really good.
You never come unprepared.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're the most prepared person I know.
I remember 6 years ago, the first year of Vital Health Radio, it was a chore to figure out how to fill 50 minutes.
That ain't easy.
And now I have so much SHIT to fill that it runs out of time.
Why, you just got to spell the bad word? SEC will be down on that one.
Hey, tinnitus, have you ever had ringing in the ears? It can drive people crazy.
That seems like it would.
And, I mean, 24 hours a day, this, that. You try to solve it with noisemakers and things, and you just know it's still there. Of course, sometimes it is because of gunshots and loud noises and loud music. I had a gun go off in my ear one time, and it seemed like there was ringing for about 10 years. But luckily, it went away finally. But here's the medications that cause it. I actually was surprised. The ACE inhibitors, which are used for blood pressure, Altace and Vasotec. Antibiotics can cause it, especially Cipro, which is one of the worst antibiotics because it's in a class called fluoroquinolones, which damage your tendons. This is why people are not – I've kind of lost count of the people who walk in the store and are on crutches or something, and they'd say, yeah, I ripped my Achilles tendon. I said, what'd you do? Well, I just stepped off a curb. This one guy said, I was just doing jumping off a diving board that I had done many times before. I said, were you taking Cipro? How did you know that? I said, because people on Cipro are going to have weakened tendons and ligaments. And anytime you do anything, you can rip it. You're never told that when you're given that drug. Mm-hmm. You don't have to take an antibiotic that rips your tendons and weakens your aorta. That's the other. Okay, antihistamines. Anti-seizure medications, again, we're talking about what causes tinnitus, some ringing in the ear. I think a lot of people know this. Aspirin at high dosing can cause it. Low dosing won't cause it. High dosing can. Tylenol, if used frequently. Beta blockers like Toprol. Calcium channel blockers. chemotherapy drugs, of course, you would expect that. And some antidepressants can do that. So that's a pretty harsh little condition to live with. And some people, cases of tinnitus have occurred in some people 1 to 3 days after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. But they're kind of rare. They're not exceedingly common. So, that's I'm hearing some. Oh my God! I think it's the power of my words.
Yeah, it is.
Wow, that did.
What else we got?
That's pretty good. That's a good
imitation. I was spot on.
Well, I love the old stories of how things changed in traditional medical thinking. There was a guy, and I remember this modestly well because I've been doing this for 46 years, but a guy named Barry Marshall, he was a physician, and he was convinced that that ulcers were caused by this bacteria called H. pylori, Helicobacter pylori. And did you know that ulcers were caused by H. pylori?
I was going to say it, but I'll let you carry that.
No, I'm actually asking a real question. Does the common man know that ulcers are not caused by stress, but they're caused by a bacteria?
No, I thought they were caused by stress.
Okay.
Yeah.
They can be aggravated by stress, but generally they're not caused by stress. They're caused by this bacteria. Well, this guy, Barry Marshall, believed that also because he had been doing some research on it. And so in 1981, he began working with this Royal Perth Hospital pathologist who had discovered the gut could be overrun by this corkscrew-shaped bacteria called Helicobacter pylori. Well, in biopsying ulcer patients, he discovered that most of the ulcer patients had this bacteria. Well, he was unable to make his case in any of the platforms of medicine, or even in lab mice or anything else. So what did he do? He did what I would have done. What do you think that would be?
Started a podcast and complained about it constantly. No, he didn't do that?
That was wrong.
Okay. I didn't know.
Unable to make his case, the studies with the mice or anything else, he just decided to run an experiment
on himself.
The only human patient he could ethically recruit, himself. So he took the H. pylori from his Petri dish that he had, and he stirred it, put it in a broth, and drank it. As the days passed, he developed, firstly, gastritis, precursor of an ulcer. Then he started vomiting. His breath began to stink, and he felt sick and exhausted. Back in the lab, he biopsied his gut, culturing the H. pylori, and proving unequivocally that bacteria were the cause of his ulcer.
Back up just a second. Back up. I want to hear it's a riveting story. I can't wait till the end. However, how do you biopsy your own gut? Through poop?
No, the endoscopy. You do an endoscopy. Now you stick a tube. He had somebody do it. He didn't stick the tube down his throat.
But you had me back, this guy living in a cave somewhere, you know, eating his own whatever Petri dish.
Well,
stuff.
It does say he biopsied his gut.
That's my saying. When you said that, I was like,
if I said that.
It's okay. Don't try to make sense of it. You've had ketamine
make sense
today.
That's right.
I'm just saying, I understand it more now. You said he had it done. That's different than I thought a dude was working by himself on his own self. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, that's a bad man
right
there.
That's a bad dude right there.
All right,
now.
Keep going. I didn't mean to interrupt.
So, for their work, and he had a partner for their work, Marshall and Warren won a 2005 Nobel Prize for Medicine. So, all these years, he had this great idea that ulcers weren't caused by stress, but caused by this bacteria. No one listened to him, and he had to drink it himself.
And what do you do now to remedy that?
It's actually interesting. The traditional model is Pepto-Bismol with an antibiotic.
Okay.
Now, that's awesome. And Pepto is called bismuth. That is, now it may have changed slightly in the years, a couple years back, but that is a traditional. In our world, there's an herb called mastic gum that can control H. pylori. Okay. And again, we all have a little bit of H. pylori.
Is this that gut biome we always talk about?
It is. That's part of the microbiome. And H. pylori in good balance with all the other friendly ones, it's fine. It's only when it goes overboard. Just like the E. coli or other things, C. diff. C. diff's what killed my dad. He said, we all have C. diff. I can test you right now. We have C. diff. But in small amounts, it's fine. It's all in a big family. I'm sure somewhere in your family, you have people that are probably not as welcome at Thanksgiving as other people. But they still get along because they're just small part of the
big people. Step out of line because of all the good bacteria around the table.
And you're the good one, right?
You can keep your bad bacteria opinions to yourself on voting. Thank you. That's good bacteria will escort you out.
Continue on, sir.
Continue on.
Yeah. That's it. I'm going to start calling. We're not inviting the bag bacteria, are we, this year to Thanksgiving?
Yeah. You could use some scientific jargon to say you just, yeah. We understand now the whole part of this microbiome health, and we just can't have you here. I'm sorry. Nah,
it's not me. It's science.
Yeah, it's right. Yeah. Hey, University of Notre Dame research revealed a hidden concern. I know this concern is really going to change your life, Clint.
I cannot wait.
And it's not even going to change mine, but I talk about forever chemicals all the time. I went to Walmart, and my little video on skillets, how do you buy a skillet that doesn't put forever chemicals because they destroy your health?
You don't.
You don't because they didn't sell them.
Yeah, of course.
They didn't have one cast single. Iron. No, they did sell cast iron, but you can't really cook a lot of things on cast iron. I'm talking about a skillet like you want to cook eggs in. They didn't have one single one. You had to order them from Walmart. And I had 230,000 views in 5 days on that. And so, but there's something else that gives you forever chemicals that I actually have right now on me.
What?
Watch band.
Yeah. Well, this one doesn't.
That one doesn't. Does. That one does. Yeah. All these athletic bands are made with forever chemicals. And when you get hot and sweat, it is posing long-term health risk.
Yeah.
And researchers found that the forever chemical were at the highest levels in 22 fitness bands and smart watches tested. And the Environmental Protection Agency said this substance likely can cause some developmental blood cell, liver, and hormone harms. I'm not going to worry about it.
No.
No. I have a big picture of life, and I'm not going to worry about that.
Right. Even though you wash your mouth out with, you know, ginger or whatever you do. And
I'm not washing it with things that destroy my oral microbiome.
This is destroying your wrist biome.
Hey, I bet there's not a test for a wrist biome. Here we go.
We should do it right now.
All right. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio podcast, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and find us online, Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you each and every day for taking your important time out to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.